just seeing the sights around, suddenly into this presence of a man of God who actually released, I believe, some of his blessings and his mantle onto Reinhard Bonnke. And he records there that something happened in that room. That extraordinary thing that happened suddenly changed everything. But Christmas is the same for us. That it's about that ordinary, mundane thing that we do day in, day out, that suddenly things extraordinary can happen. I just want to look at a few of the characters in the stories that we do and just think about how the ordinary turned into the extraordinary. We've heard today three great testimonies about how the ordinary suddenly turned into the extraordinary. So first, I'll quickly look at Mary. I shan't spend too long with Mary because we've covered it in the last week or so. But it says this in Luke 1 and verse 34 onwards. It says, Mary said to the angel, "How will this happen? I've never had a man." The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will cover you. The Holy Child will give birth, and you will be called the Son of God. See, your cousin Elizabeth, as old as she is going to give birth to a child. This will not she was not able to give have children before, but now she is in her sixth month, for God can do all things." Then Mary said, "I am willing to be used of the Lord. Let it happen to me as you said." Then the angel went away. You know, there's power in the ordinary. You know, really this, and I know she was pregnant and it was extraordinary how she became pregnant, but pregnancy itself is just an ordinary thing for women to go through. You know, they become and give birth to this child. And suddenly she became called the mother of the God. Just living a normal life. She was doing nothing special in one sense. She was just being pledged to be married. She did no miracles, no healings. In fact, she had to flee after the child, to look after the child. But her destiny and her calling was to follow, to look after this child and Jesus. Suddenly, God came in and broke into her, and the ordinary became extraordinary. God brought her destiny out of the ordinary. And sometimes in our lives, we think our lives are just ordinary, or just dull. But actually, God can bring something extraordinary out of that. Now, he was a dying man. I've just read Jeffrey's a dying man. Maybe his last prayer, as he knew he was going to come to his end, was, "Lord, let me just impart something into someone else. Let me pass on my mantle, my blessing, my authority that you've given me into somebody else." And just by kneeling down, saying a prayer over somebody that he might not have thought that was going to happen, suddenly something extraordinary happened within that room. And Reinhard Bonnke suddenly found the mantle of God upon it. And sometimes in our lives we can pray for people and think nothing. I've prayed for many people and have felt nothing. As if, you know, I've just prayed for them, said a nice prayer, and that's it, and they've gone away. And then they come back to me the week later, so amazed that God has turned up, and they've been healed, they've done something, everything's happened, and I'm thinking, wow, I felt nothing. It was just an ordinary prayer. But out of that ordinariness, God can do something and implant something that is extraordinary. Don't believe that your life is just, you're just going through an ordinary life, because God can do the extraordinary within you. And Joseph, in Luke chapter 2, you know, he was dwelling on whether he should actually marry Mary, and we spoke about this last week, so I shan't go into too much, but he was dwelling on the thought of whether he should do that. But he chose the right thing, just an ordinary man. Nothing special in Luke's, but he just did the right things. He was just in the right place at the right time where God could actually bless him. And so many times in our lives we we long and we desire to go to a certain place or do a certain thing or have the selfie taken that looks wonderful. But actually, God just wants us to be in the right place at the right time to do the extraordinary through an ordinary person like me and you. You know, sometimes our past is a springboard for our future. The decisions we make now can actually determine the decisions far off in the future. Joseph had a decision whether to look after Mary, to marry her, and then he thought, I'll divorce her just so it's all not to disgrace her in front of everybody. And because he made that decision, that important decision, God blessed him, raising up Jesus. What a child to have. Never doing anything wrong. Never being naughty. You know? Always honouring you. What a fantastic child that is. Somewhere along the line, I've gone a little bit wrong with my kids, and it's not quite the same, you know, and the battles that we have. But just imagine to be the father of Jesus, the child that did. Yes, he would have made mistakes and a couple of, but he would always have honoured his father because he'd never sinned. That's just a miracle in itself. And here he is, this man who just did the right thing. Because he did the right thing at the right time, God blessed him extraordinary with a fantastic child. And then he had many others that may have tested him and pushed him and pressed his buttons and all sorts of things. But, you know, the thought there is that we need to choose wisely. You know, he was faithful to the law of God, and like we heard today, if you're faithful and do what God asks you to do and go to Venezuela or wherever God is calling you to be, then he will bless you when you return. And it's so important that we do that in our lives. Then let's look at the shepherds in Luke 2 verses 8 onwards, and it says this: there were the shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I will bring you good news that causes great joy to all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This is a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." You know, these shepherds, always makes me laugh, that they were out in the field just doing their normal, boring, everyday job. You know, it's coming up to winter time, September, so it would have been colder, and they were just doing their job, what they were called to do. You know, if you look throughout the Bible, God only calls people that are doing what they should be doing. David, honouring his mother and father, taking up the basket of food to his brothers, and then suddenly he is the great call of Goliath, and that battle goes from there. Moses was called when he was actually tending some flocks in a field, looking after some sheep. And here that we see here that, so don't worry that you need to go out and do what God asks you to do. These shepherds were out in the field. And these shepherds, actually, if you dig into it, resided near Bethlehem. This is a place where the shepherds were traditionally known as the Tower of the Flock. These shepherds were the ones that brought or raised up the lambs that were going to the slaughter, that were ready to be slaughtered as a sacrifice. And it kind of makes it more important that actually God came to these first, because these were the ones that were preparing the sheep and the lambs that would later on be sacrificed for the sins of our people. And who does God come to first? It was those that are preparing for the sins of their people. And it's an amazing little thought there that actually, that God comes into this and says, "Look guys, I'm the real lamb. I'm actually the one that you're going to sacrifice eventually." These guys would have been well educated in what animals were. They would have known a perfect lamb and everything like that. So it adds more depth to the story when you realise that these shepherds that came would be the first ones to see Jesus were actually the ones that would always prepare the animals that were going to be slaughtered for the sins of our people. So when they saw Jesus wrapped in linen, which they would do with the sheep and the lambs as they were born, they would wrap them up to keep them warm. Actually, God broke through and actually saw something amazing within this. And these shepherds would have been see the true Lamb of God that was going to be ultimately sacrificed. What an amazing picture there. But what were they doing? They were just ordinary, doing their every single day job when God broke in and showed them, your job, you're going to be out of a job soon, maybe. Maybe that was a thought in the pattern. If they just thought of it through long enough. But actually this job actually. And sometimes in our lives, just the ordinary things, if we're doing the right things, that God will suddenly break through. And then the Magi, the prophecy fulfilled in Matthew 2 verse 11. They were going into the house. They saw the child Mary there, fell down and worshipped them. They opened their treasure and offered him gold, gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. I love it that God comes to the lowly people first. The shepherds weren't the best job of the time. But then we see that here, can you imagine these well-educated men had already been seeing the stars, they knew the scriptures, they were mixing both, in one sense, science of the time, they would have known everything about the science of the time, but then they would also knew the theology of what God was, and that God was going to bring a sign of a star in the sky, so they were looking at the science and looking at the stars and everything around, and then looking at the Bibles, the scriptures that they had, and suddenly realised that actually, this star that suddenly appeared, how excited that must have been. What a feeling that must have been. How excited that suddenly you find something that was new. I was watching a programme yesterday actually about dinosaurs. It's a long time since I've watched a programme on dinosaurs. And they found this great big, wasn't Diplodocus, but it's one of those big long neck ones, and they were going through it and the science behind that, and then they come up with this stupid thing that was 100 billion years ago that suddenly happened. I'm thinking, what a load of rubbish. You need to read the Bible. Get your theology and science together, then you'll get the correct answer. But anyway, they were there, they were looking. Then they suddenly had to travel about 800 to 900 miles. That's a long trek to go, just following one star that's appeared in the sky, wondering whether they're going to see this Saviour that was going to be born. It took them over 40 days to see Jesus. That's determination that you need to have. And in our lives at Christmas, we need that determination to keep hold of the Word of God. And I'm really looking forward to this funeral on Friday, because she was 95 and still read the Bible and still kept hold of that love. And sometimes in our lives we need that continual embracing and that continual power within inside us to carry on, even though it gets very ordinary. Picking up this Bible every day and reading it's an ordinary thing, and sometimes it's a little bit hard, and sitting there and saying your prayers is a little bit hard, and it gets ordinary, and sometimes I will say it gets boring, and sometimes I think, God, are you there? Are you listening? I'm not really hearing anything. And God always speaks, but we don't always listen. That's, I think, the question is. And it gets very ordinary, and it gets very, I've got to do it. But you have to do it, because God speaks to us on a daily basis, and it can get really exciting at times. And sometimes we miss out on that because we don't do the everyday stuff. You know, we're all on that journey. And I can remember, just imagine these camels, riding a camel along, which isn't the most uncomfortable thing we've done. I've done it once, and that was enough. They even made me kiss a camel. I don't know who was more horrified, me or the camel. But, so, you know, we have to do the ordinary thing, but there's power in that ordinary. There's power. We had it today. She'd read the scripture 30 years. Got hold on the scripture, then suddenly God reveals the answer to that. That's amazing. That's the extraordinary coming out of the everyday ordinary thing. You know, God's got a plan for your life. And sometimes it's just doing the ordinary. sometimes it just means you have to go to work. You have to see your boss and work with him and submit to him at times. You have to love your wife. You have to go to family dues at Christmas and you think, oh, Lord. You know, it gets very hard. But God's got a plan in your life. Just do the ordinary thing. Because the extraordinary will come out of that. You know, don't worry about planning things too far in the front, because God will break in to the situation. And at Christmas we can see how God broke into these four different scenes that we know so well, that actually Mary, God broke in and changed her life massively. You know, first fear came in, and then suddenly joy came in, and then she had to go through that hardship of seeing Jesus die on the cross. That must have been horrific for her to see her beloved son dying on that cross for us. So what should we do in the time that we're doing the ordinary is enjoy what we're doing. You know, it's quite funny talking to the family. They said she led a simple life, but I want to change that. She didn't leave a simple life, she led a fulfilled life. And there's a difference between that. Sometimes people think you live a simple life and you're just happy with what you've got and being content with what you've got. But actually, that is more powerful, because you are actually living a fulfilled life. By doing the ordinary things, by tending them flocks, you know, do everything as the Lord has asked you to do. These four groups of people were just living an ordinary life until God broke in and did the extraordinary thing. You know, you read through the Bible, Moses didn't have miracle after miracle after miracle all the time. He had 40 years in the wilderness. And then he had to go around with a bunch of moaning people for another 40 years, and he had 40 years in the palace, and you're thinking, miracles didn't happen day in, day out. And sometimes we read these characters and we read these stories in the Bible, but actually they led Paul, the Apostle Paul, would spend 2 years in a place, and we only hear little bits of things that happen. But it's in those ordinary times of events, in them ordinary meetings that we have, that we suddenly get that extraordinary glimpse of who God is. I want to say this morning that God breaks into our ordinary lives. Remember that. God breaks into your ordinary lives. Just be ready and willing to accept that. This Christmas, if you learn nothing else, then just be open and willing for God to break into your ordinary life. You know, we've heard some fantastic testimonies of how a church is bringing in all those refugees that are coming in and sailing off. And the amazing thing is they're getting saved. They might have to go back to wherever they've come from, but the amazing thing is that extraordinary trip and that God really broke into that. God wanted them in that church. And God places you, even if you think, if you look at their lives thinking, they've wandered all the way through Africa trying to raise some money so they can spend a little bit of money on a boat for a better life. They go over to a better life and they end up in a church being fed by people from church. And you're thinking, oh, their luck's really out. And then suddenly God breaks into that. What was seemed to be in an extraordinary way, and even if they go back to where they came from, they go back different. And God brings us to these situations and these instances in our lives because God loves to break out into the ordinary, because there's power in doing the ordinary thing. Let's just pray. Lord, I just thank you for this time that we can spend. Lord, I thank you that we live ordinary lives, but you break into them and do the extraordinary out of that. Lord, I thank you that you can break the laws of gravity, you can break the laws of sickness, you can break all those laws that the world seems so tight and so compact, because you break into the ordinary to do the extraordinary. You break into our lives where sickness seems to be at death's door, yet you can bring life out of that. So Lord, I pray for each and every one of us, whatever we are seeking and whatever we are facing in our lives, Lord. Lord, let our ordinary lives be submitted to you, because we want to see your extraordinary things happen in our lives. Bless each and every one of us, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Remember, God breaks into the ordinary.